Novell Open Audio brings you BrainShare from the Tech Lab. During this week of BrainShare 2006, the Novell Open Audio crew will be going into the BrainShare Tech Lab and talking to some of the people who are working in there. There are some BrainShare attendees who claim to go to BrainShare primarily to go to the Tech Lab so that they can hang out with some of the hundreds of engineers that are working the Tech Lab at any time and demonstrating the various products and technologies that they work on. This is the only time you'll hear this introduction. Most of the time, we'll jump right into the interview, like this one right here. Okay, it's BrainShare from the Tech Lab, and we are walking around right now finding different people to talk to, and we've run across Michelle Escalante, the Hula girl, the product manager over Hula and Netmail. Hi, Michelle. How's it going?
Hey, Ted. It's going fantastic.
Good. Tell us what's going on with Hula lately.
Well, a lot of people have been asking that. What has happened with Hula is we are heads down developing it. If you've noticed that it slowed down as far as uploads from our team, it's because they've locked themselves up and not showering, not being let out, and they're going to upload another release in a couple months.
And that's uploading into CVS?
Yes.
And the not showering, what's that all about?
I have no idea. It's an engineer thing, apparently.
All right. And so what are people looking at as far as time frames till they'll actually see like a Hula 1.0? What is a Hula 1.0 look like?
Okay, well, there'll be a full Hula 1.0 at the end of this year. There'll be incrementals before then as we add in things like updating the full web Ajax interface. The real beautiful web Ajax interface will probably hold off until towards the end as the surprise innovation after we've done all our user studies to make sure it's dead on.
So kind of typical of a project that Nat Friedman has been on or something like that where there's going to be some punch to it. You're going to see a lot of sizzle up to it, but then there's something that's really going to wow you right at the end.
Yeah, lots of pizzazz. Definitely holding out for the bang.
Okay. And so the people that are hackers that are out there in the community have worked on Hula, how many of those kind of people are out there that are right now waiting on the next code drop?
Oh, we're torturing the poor people. There are a lot of people being like, what is it? Update it. Just hang with us. It will be another major release. It's just going to be a big update to the next time.
Okay. And so the next release right now, the code name on that, what was it again?
Maui is going to be the release that we actually ship that's incorporating the Hula project and also the iFolder project, which is a file sharing technology, data synchronization, personal backup. And that is the end of the year release.
End of the year, so like when you say end of the year, that's end of 2006, like December-ish time frame?
Yes. Obviously, there'll be releases before then, there'll be betas before then, there'll be major milestones up into that, but the big time, the full pizzazz bang that we can say, yes, we'll definitely reveal everything, will be December. Hopefully a bit before that, we'll pizzazz it.
Great, great. Thanks very much, Michelle. Thanks for the update on Hula.
Scalability.
Oh, you wanted to say something on scalability.
Yes, we keep getting asked, okay, there's all these other open source projects out there, like what makes you different, what makes you stand out? So you've got the beautiful look and feel, or you've got highly scalable, and it's basically a choice right now. What you're getting with Hula is a beautiful look and feel that will be coming out, and scalability into the tens of thousands, most likely around 50,000 users per server. So it's a highly dense server.
All right. Okay, so can I go now?
If you must.
Thanks very much, Michelle. Appreciate your time.
Cool, thank you.